Photoshop Wednesday number 31. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcast tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. In this tip, we'll be covering the pen tool. It may be helpful to review tip 30, because the pen and the shape tools share many of the same behaviors. Push the letter P on your keyboard to select the pen tool. Now, if you take your cursor, press and hold on the pen tool in the tool palette, you can see there are a number of different tools in here, and we'll cover each of them in today's tip. We'll be using anchor points with the pen tool to create corners and curved areas. To create a shape with all straight sides, move out onto the canvas with your pen tool, click, move, click again. Continue this technique until you want to close off the shape by moving the pen tool over your first anchor point and then click again to close the shape. You can also use the shift key to constrain these lines as you click. To make shapes with curves with the pen tool, press and drag out to create Bezier curves. To make combination paths, you can click, then click for a straight line. Move back over the same anchor point again and press and drag out a handle. Then move to a new location and press and drag again. Here you'll have a straight line followed by a curve line. The opposite of this would be a curve to a straight. Press and drag again, then move back to the last anchor point, hold down your Alt or Option key, and click again. Release the Alt or Option key, and then click one more time for a straight line segment. To create two adjoining curved lines, press and drag, hold down the Alt or Option key, press and drag at the last position again, release the Alt or Option key, and then press and drag one more time. Once the shape is created, you can use the Add Anchor Point and Delete Anchor Point tools to add and delete anchor points on your shape. The Convert to Point tool allows you to click on a curved path to make it a corner and to press and drag on a corner to make it a curve. If you're having a hard time getting the exact shape that you want, you can always use the Freeform Pen tool to press and drag out a shape. And remember, always close your shapes. Now, if you'd like to make an even more accurate path, you can use the Magnetic checkbox in the Options panel of the Freeform Pen tool to draw around bitmapped objects located on your canvas. And don't forget, each of these path tools can be modified further by using the down arrow in the Options panel with the tool selected. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. And if you're finding the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library in the podcast directory and rate it. See you next Wednesday.